Media Techniques Day 1. Today we discussed one of the most fundamental ideas when it comes to art. In other disciplines, using other people's work without explicitly referencing where you got it from is generally frowned upon, but in the art world, using other people's material in your own work is part of the trade. One of my mentors once wrote, "What a good artist understands is that nothing comes from nowhere. All creative work builds on what came before. Nothing is completely original." I agree with this viewpoint. I think that without the work of others, we would never be able to figure out what our own personal tastes are. As we view the work of others, we get to see what elements of their work interest our senses, and in our turn, we can use their work as a reference for when we want to achieve similar results of our own. Media Techniques Day 2. Today we talked about the basic elements of a story. The three major ones we discussed today were character, setting, and conflict. Characters are the individuals that take part in a story. Setting is where a story takes place, and conflict occurs both internally in characters and externally between the various characters in the story. It was noted that in order for there to be conflict, the audience must be aware of what each character wants and desires are in order to explain why there is a conflict in the first place. In relation to conflict, we also discussed aha moments. An aha moment is when a character comes to some sort of profound realization about their role, origin, or destiny in a conflict or story. Most great stories feature such an aha moment, and as storytellers, we can use aha moments to manipulate our audience into certain emotions or experiences. The last thing we discussed was using the technique of starting on a close-up shot and pulling out into wider as a device that can be used for irony, an element of surprise, an ordinary reveal of more surroundings, or even to show the audience something that a character in the story can't see. Media Techniques Day 3. Today we discussed advertising and what it makes us think, feel, and do. We looked at several different advertisements and figured out who the target audience was and what the advertisers intended for their response to be. One of them was an automobile ad with Kevin Hart portraying an extreme helicopter parent. In the ad, Hart allows his daughter and her boyfriend to use his vehicle, which features a new tracking system which allows Hart to follow them around on their entire date. We concluded that this ad was geared towards protective middle-aged fathers whose daughters are in the dating age bracket, and that the ad is intended to prod at the protective part of their heart. We also watched a sleek Matthew McConaughey Lincoln ad that used class and was geared towards another crowd, the crowd of rich, middle-aged, older folks who don't care about price tags. Media Techniques Day 4. Today we discussed advertising and branding. We discussed the core premise, which is an idea that can elevate and transform any brand, as well as the importance of knowing your brand identity. We watched a Morgan Spurlock TED Talk entitled The Greatest TED Talk Ever Sold, which detailed the process behind his 2011 documentary Palm Presents The Greatest Movie Ever Sold, which focuses on product placement, advertising, and marketing. We use this as a starting point for a discussion on the basic types of brand identities, ranging from the underdog to the wizard all the way to the explorer. Day 5. Today we started working on the scripts for our 30-second ad. We also discussed a few basic parameters for the assignment. The entire ad must be made in one take using only camera moves to create visual interest. The subject is not allowed to move. Our group elected to make an HEB ad, especially emphasizing their new online and delivery services. We each started on a script. I wrote a mock interview / testimonial spot while my teammates focused on writing a more substantial humorous ad. Day 6. We continued on with the development of our scripts today. I fleshed out the idea for my testimonial until I realized that one of the parameters for that was that it couldn't contain any dialogue. So naturally, we ended up combining to work on the situational ad that my partners were working on. We ended up deciding on an ad featuring a student who's sitting at a desk who realizes that he's hungry, pulls a banana out of his bag, but realizes it's smashed and nasty. So he gets the bright idea to visit HEB.com, where he finds fresh, ripe bananas that can even be delivered to his house using their delivery service. Day 7. We used today's class period to edit our 30-second ads. Our group figured out how to fade in and fade out at the beginning and ends of a clip, as well as fade into the HEB logo at the end. I wasn't particularly familiar with Premiere yet, but it wasn't terribly hard to use. I've used most of the other Adobe suite like Illustrator, Photoshop, and InDesign. Premiere is chock full of features, and finding the right tools can be challenging at first, but I was able to find the tools that I needed. We were also able to find a soundtrack for the clip and started looking for some Foley sounds to add to the mix. Day 8. In today's class, all of the groups presented their 30-second ads. All of the ads were critiqued, and we discussed all of the elements in each ad that worked and didn't work. Our ad was met with mostly positive reviews. The good thing about our ad that I remember was the use of sound effects. We used several throughout the clip, including a growling stomach, a bell, the aha moment. It was also noted that our clip could have been better had we been allowed to make cuts, since we could have used several inserts to reduce the time it took to move between shots. In the second half of the class, we used our time to start brainstorming our next assignment, which is basically to flip the parameters of the assignment, which means that this time the camera has to be static and the characters can move, while the rest of the elements should preferably stay as similar as possible to the ones used in the first ad. Day 9, today we had Loyola Marymount professor Kim Harris visit our class and demonstrate traditional storytelling. She performed an old slave trade story about a man named Toby who never forgot how to fly. Afterwards, we discussed all the different devices that she used in her performance. Some of my favorite things about her storytelling was her use of expression. The way she moved her hands, eyes, and body all added interesting meaning to a simple story. She also made use of music by getting us to sing a certain song every time it came up in the story. This served to help us as an audience engage more with the story, and it also made the story more memorable for all of us. Another interesting observation was how the intimate setting lured all of us who were in the room into paying trance-like attention to the story. Day 10. In today's class, we began working on the reverse project of our 30-second ad. As I mentioned before, the camera was now required to be static while the subjects were in motion to create a close-up, medium, and wide shots. Our group came up with the idea of the king being hungry and a servant giving him different arrangements of food, only to be denied each time. However, when the servant produces a bag of HEB bananas, the king's happy and the ad fades to an HEB logo. While the main plot of this ad is different, the new plot plays on the same premise. In order to get people to think, feel, and do what we want as advertisers, which is to shop at HEB and think HEB is cool and convenient. Day 11. Today, the whole class presented their 30-second static shot ads. Our ad turned pretty well. We added some nice sound effects, and the ad generally met with positive reviews. A few critiques were that the food and the plates could have been swung closer to the camera in order to create a better close-up shot. Also, would have been better if we had two rejected food options followed up by the bananas in order to create a set of three. Day 12. In today's class, we began working on a drama edit. We're provided with 3 scenes worth of footage and are required to create a unique scene out of that bank of footage. I spent most of the class watching and labeling each take and adding my comments and observations to make it easier on myself once I began to assemble the different shots together. Day 13. In today's class period, I continued working on my drama edit. Now that all of my takes were watched and labeled, I got started on editing and assembly. Before I started assembling, I watched 2 of my favorite dialogue scenes in order to get some idea on how to pace the cuts. And 2 scenes were interrogation scene from Inglourious Basterds, where Colonel Hans Landa interrogates a French farmer on whether or not he's hiding any Jews, and also the opening scene from The Godfather, which an unnamed character petitions Don Corleone for justice for a maltreated daughter. While watching the 2 scenes, I made note of shot size every time a cut was made and how long every cut was, then started editing. Day 14, continued working on my drama edit. Day 15, finished my drama edit. Day 16, last day of class before spring break, as well as peer review day for a drama edit. One critique of my edit was how long a few of the shots at the beginning were. I could have held my opening shot a bit longer for a longer effect. One of the good things about my edit was a selection of shots in which the characters were farther apart from each other, which gave a good visual cue of the tension between the two. Day 17. In today's class, we reviewed all of the techniques that we covered over the first half of the semester, including shot sizes, camera movement, frame size, perspective, etc. We also began discussing cinematography and mise-en-scene, cinematography being how something is shot, while mise-en-scene is what is actually shot. Day 18, we continued our discussion of cinematography and mise-en-scene. We watched several movie clips, one a long lens shot from Midnight Cowboy, an excellent example of varying focal lengths in the staircase scene from Psycho, the use of Dutch angles to create unease in action movies. Example we watched was from a Jason Bourne. Day 19, today's class continued on with discussion on cinematography and mise-en-scene. We recapped some of the discussions we'd had previously and covered a few new examples. We discussed signature shots by Spielberg, Tarantino, and Michael Bay, and then we also looked at frame sizing again, differences between cinescope and other formats, and the use of tracking and dolly shots. Day 20, there was no class today due to the 48-hour film festival put on for the visiting high school students. Day 21, started out my group short film with a classmate, came up with the initial concept, went out and shot the first couple of shots on our shot list. Day 22, finished shooting my group short film, edited the footage, and laid down a soundtrack. Day 23, no class. Day 24, no class. Day 24, no class in California. Day 25, work day. Day 26, premiered our group short films. Day 27, lighting lab day, learned about basic three-point lighting setups and how lighting and camera interact. Day 28, lighting lab day number two, hands-on lab day. We were put into groups and practiced lighting two people in a variety of different shots. Day 29, first day of working on the individual short film project, worked on the concept and planning portions of my film. Day 30, shot and edited my short film, finished up and wrapped up my blog project. And we're done.